Woodruff Arts Center has just received a windfall from the Robert W. Woodruff Foundation, and for those who are newcomers to Atlanta, the name Woodruff is affixed to city parks and buildings from College Park on the south side to the north side. The Woodruff family, their significance.
Yes, Robert W. Woodruff was really the man who built the Coca-Cola Company. And I have said before, Atlanta is lucky that he never had any children. And as a result, we all became his children. The Robert W. Woodruff Foundation is the largest foundation in the Southeast, and it pretty much spends all its money in Atlanta and in Georgia.
And then there's the Woodruff Arts Center. So what's the relationship between the Woodruff Foundation and the Woodruff Arts Center?
In 1962, there was a big airplane crash, the Orly crash, that ended up taking away the lives of more than 100 arts patrons from Atlanta. And Robert Woodruff believed that we needed to memorialize them. And that's how the Memorial Arts Center was built. It finally opened in 1968, largely through the generosity of Robert W. Woodruff. And they changed the name to the Woodruff Arts Center.
The Woodruff Arts Center currently has, well, four components: the Atlanta Symphony, the Alliance Theater, the High Museum of Art, and...
It's called Arts for Learning.
Formerly the Young Audiences?
Exactly.
Okay. The timing of the gift, $38 million, is no coincidence, is it? Given the fact that, the recent difficulty resolved between the Atlanta Symphony and the Arts Center management.
There is no way the Woodruff Foundation would have given this gift to the Woodruff Arts Center had there not been a labor agreement with the musicians.
4-year term now. That's the contract. And
right.
The plan is to hire more musicians.
Exactly. And a large portion of this grant that the Woodruff Foundation is giving, $25 million of the grant, will go towards endowments for the various institutions. So about $8 million would go to the symphony for endowed positions. So it's to be matched. So this should be able to fund 8 of the new 11 positions if other donors match the money that the Woodruff Foundation is giving. So 8 of the 11 musician positions that were agreed to in the contract for the next 4 years, then that comes a long way to getting up to the component of 88 musicians.
Some of the money that's part of this grant will be for capital improvements as well.
Right. And most of that will be going to the Alliance Theater. Alliance Theater's been around since 1968, and it's never had any kind of renovation. This will be totally transformative. It will change the whole nature of the experience. It will have fabulous acoustics, state-of-the-art production facilities, and then the audience will be much more interactive, not only with the stage, but with each other. So you'll have an opportunity to feel part of the fellow members of the audience.
It's been no secret that the Arts Center has had difficulty with a debt, a deficit. How will this speak to satisfying them being in the red for a number of years?
Well, debt is relative. They have an endowment of $410 million. If this campaign is successful, the $25 million endowment, if it's matched by another $25 million, then that would be up to $460 million endowment. Their debt right now is at $177 million. So just like you and I may have a mortgage on our home, that's the way they view their debt. It's long-term and low-interest debt. So they minimized, when I spoke to them about their debt issue, of how big an issue was. Their major concern was that each of the divisions operate in a sustainable manner, that each division is not losing money every year and becoming a drain on their own reserves and then their own endowment. They want to have artistic excellence that is financially sustainable.
The matching gift, is there a timetable on this?
Yeah, I think they said about 3 years. The sense in talking to Doug Hertz, the chairman of the board of trustees, and Virginia Huttner, the CEO, is that they have hopes to reach that level much faster.
The discussions for this gift have been ongoing for a while, haven't they? So management knew this was in the works, but they didn't reveal their hand during the negotiations with the symphony players?
The relationship between the Woodruff Arts Center and the Woodruff Foundation has been going on for decades. So there are always conversations about how the Woodruff Foundation can help the Woodruff Arts Center. The reason that they never showed their hand during negotiations is there were never any guarantees. They had submitted proposals, but they never knew what the Woodruff Foundation would be approving. So they did not want to be able to say to the musicians, if you do this, we will be getting that, because they had no guarantee that that would be coming. They had a sense, and they told them that we believe that if this agreement is signed, that we have donors who are waiting in the wings to support us. But that was pretty much all they could say.
WAB contributor Maria Saporta with her finger on the pulse of what's going on in Atlanta. Maria, it's good to see you again. Thanks.
Good to see you.